We are here at the opening of the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, the 26th annual Fuel Ethanol Workshop being held in St. Louis this year. With me is Mike Bryan, who is chairman of BBI International, the company that puts on the Fuel Ethanol Workshop and has done so for quite some time. And Mike, I know this year is a little bittersweet for you because this is the first year that we're actually without your lovely wife, Kathy. And we are honoring her with a special scholarship memorial. Tell us about that.
Well, she started the scholarship a number of years ago, and it was very dear to her heart to have some kind of scholarship that would provide an opportunity for young people to get into the ethanol industry and learn about ethanol production and so on. And so she started the scholarship a number of years ago. She passed away in July of 2009, and we thought it only appropriate that we carry on that tradition and name it the Kathy Bryan Memorial Scholarship.
Now, Kathy is a pioneer. Was a pioneer in the business herself, wasn't she?
She was. She actually started the Fuel Ethanol Workshop 26 years ago, and so this was her baby right from the beginning. And the first Fuel Ethanol Workshop had 37 people and one exhibitor.
But even before that, she was involved with the ethanol industry and really instrumental in really wanting to push it forward on a national level.
Absolutely. She they had a small on-farm still in Minnesota, and then she went to work for the Minnesota Corn Growers and worked on a lot of legislation in Minnesota. And then actually did quite a lot of work in Washington, D.C. to help promote effective ethanol legislation in Washington as well.
Well, I know she's here in spirit, and we want to also encourage people to buy these. You have these nice little cups or these mugs that you're selling for her scholarship fund.
Right. I'm not sure she would approve of beer mugs, but anyway, that's what they are. They're beer mugs, and so she would probably get a charge out of that, actually.
And even you've just started this, and you've already raised quite a bit of money for this scholarship fund, haven't you?
We have. We've sold each scholarship is $2,000, and we've sold $4,000 worth of beer mugs. So we've sold two full scholarships already. So that's great.
Great testimony to her legacy. Now, this is the 26th annual event, as we've already said. You said the first one only had like 35 people. How many do we have here this year?
We have about just a little over 2,200 people, and I think 386 exhibitors, and so it's a great show. It's a great testament. It really, I think, demonstrates the commitment to this industry that producers have. 25% of the people here are ethanol producers, so that's great.
And I understand that this is you say it's the largest gathering of ethanol producers in the world.
It is, actually, and the industry has been through a couple of very difficult years, so we're really glad to see the industry coming back, getting revitalized, and we're kind of sticking our heads out of the foxhole, I think, once again, and looking around on the horizon, and so that's very encouraging.
Well, what would you say the mood is this year, especially like compared to last year, for example?
I think the mood is just a lot more upbeat this year. Last year, people were here, but there was a lot of concern. The plants weren't doing very well. A lot of concern about the whole food versus fuel thing, and I won't say a somber event, but it certainly this year it's really much, much more upbeat, and people are just really fired up again, and it's great to see.
Well, we still have our challenges, but I would say, I guess, it just shows that the industry is really made up with quite a few fighters here, just like your wife.
Well, I think that's true. And, you know, groups like Growth Energy that have really taken a very active role in helping develop a strong message to the public. You know, the Renewable Fuels Association, both groups pushing for E15. I think is going to be something that moves this industry forward in a very dynamic way.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Mike Bryan, here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.